Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, December 19th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Health Minister says construction of China-funded hospital on the PMH site has technical advantages. Dark days ahead for Digicel. And Russia bath lotion kills 48 drinkers in it. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
What matters most is even more special with a gift from Quartz. And when you shop, we're giving you free gifts with furniture purchases $499 and over. Our gift to you. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list with gifts starting from $99. Get it all with nothing down and nothing to pay until March 2017. What matters most is even more special with a gift from Quartz. Bringing value home.
Welcome back. Government today, Monday, signed a technical cooperation agreement with the Republic of Cuba for the local engagement of four engineers. This initiative comes on the heels of invaluable technical assistance in the form of engineers from the government of the Republic of Cuba following the devastation of the island by Tropical Storm Erica. According to a government release, the four Cuban engineers have extensive experience in the design of structures and roads and are expected to commence work in January 2017 for the period of 1 year. The execution of this agreement will assist the government of Dominica in the implementation of its public sector investment program, with particular emphasis on the assessment of vulnerable sites, as well as the preparation of civil works in various communities. Signing of the agreement between the governments of Dominica and the Republic of China, of Cuba, represents the further deepening of the friendship between the two countries, as well as strengthening of technical cooperation. Political activist Arthi Mata is suggesting electronic voting as a form of electoral reform. This call for electoral reform has been sounded by various members and supporters of opposing parties who are adamant for change that would hopefully ensure elections are more transparent. Mata is of the view that free and open electronic voting for every Dominican residing anywhere in the world would increase the chances for freer and fairer elections, as the influence of money would be diminished.
If you leave the final decision in the hands of those who stand to benefit by the existing arrangement will never change. So if they feel that voter identification cards of whatever kind could cause them to lose an election, there will never be voter identification cards. My own view is that maybe what we should be considering is free and open electronic voting for everybody, which means those who have the advantage of money will not be able to convert that advantage of money into being able to bring voters here to vote, because everybody will be able to vote from wherever they are. And I am of the humble view that will even the playing field. It will create an opportunity for freer and fairer elections.
Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru is of the view that construction of the China-funded hospital on the current Princess Margaret Hospital site has some technical advantages. Daru stated last week, because the project is to be executed in phases, each department is expected to be operational before a new phase begins. Daru argued this ensures that the new hospital will be fully functional by the time it is completed. He informed that the construction will be undertaken in 7 phases and is expected to be completed within 30 months from the date of its commencement at the end of October 2016. The facility, funded by the government of the People's Republic of China, reportedly at a cost of approximately $40 million. This is expected to include 16,500 square meters of new construction, 4,160 square meters of general repairs to existing buildings which will not be demolished, 400 meters of roof guttering and a total number of 372 beds, as opposed to the current 230 beds. The Northeast Comprehensive School students continue to excel in their first term, which just ended on Friday, December 16, 2016, following their national and regional CXE successes. According to Principal Mrs. Octavia Alfred, the school faced many challenges during this first term, but these challenges also presented opportunities for success and high achievements. At the end of its term, the school awarded and recognized the efforts of students who excelled in various subjects. Students averaging 85 and higher were given special recognition and added to the principal's honor roll. The math department also launched the Math Honor Society and inducted the first honorees who had obtained averages of 90 and higher. Mrs. Octavia Alfred also stressed that a positive mindset informs the practices and culture of the school, as she referenced the school's motto, "Education is freedom, embrace it." These students are also said to have displayed good discipline, positive attitudes, diligence, consistency, and hard work. She also wished to commend parents for their support and cooperation over the past term and solicit their continued partnership in the new year. The principal extended best wishes for a blessed Christmas and a new year to all students, parents, staff, stakeholders, and the wider Dominican society. Reporter Carlisle John Baptist has confirmed news of the non-renewal of Windward Islands coach Ian Allen's contract. Ian Allen is a former speedster of the West Indies cricket team who was first appointed Windward Islands senior cricket team coach in 2005. John Baptist says Allen's appraisal was unsatisfactory, in addition to the team's poor performance along with multiple disagreements during his term as coach.
Come to you that the contract of the coach Ian Allen will not be renewed. His contract ended, there was not a renewal, there was an appraisal, and I can now fully confirm that the Windward Islands will be looking for a new coach. Well, my information is that they've been having some problems with him. He has had some issues with a few players and management, etc. The appraisal, my understanding, that was done was is not very good at all. There was talk that he was going to resign. He's been around for the last 5 or so years. He's been around for quite a while. And added to that, remember the Windward did not do very well last year. I think they came bottom. This year they are, I think, still at the bottom of the table. They have been having lots of issues, lots of disagreements with the coach, and a few players are having issues. Senior players at that. Cannot see eye to eye and lots of issues.
Every year during the Christmas season, the National Bank of Dominica embarks on an outreach program which touches the lives in various communities around Dominica. This year, the bank brought Christmas spirit to the children and teachers of the Seven By and Clifton Primary Schools, the residents of Chances in Jimmit, and the three families in the north. On Sunday, December 11th, staff of the NBD visited the village of Seven By to spread the joy of Christmas. The children and teachers of the Seven By and Clifton Primary Schools were thrilled with the Christmas party and the visit from Santa. Students and teachers alike were the recipients of gifts from Santa. The school's principals expressed their pleasure and gratitude to NBD for choosing to spread Christmas cheer in their community. As part of NBD's Christmas outreach, hampers were presented to families in need of assistance, and three families in Paybush, Glanvillea, and Tukari were happy recipients of grocery hampers, each valued at $500. Managing Director Ellingsworth Edwards said he was elated that the NBD could touch so many lives this Christmas season. He thanked the NBD staff for giving their time and talent and extended season greetings to all NBD customers and to the general public. In the region, a leading voice on global credit markets has raised a red flag about the operations of telecommunications provider Digicel. Independent research provider Credit Sites has released a gloomy report about the company, which operates in 32 Caribbean countries, warning that turbulent times were ahead. In the presentation released in London entitled Digicel, Should I Stay or Go? Credit Sides Debt Analysis Michael Kadarjian said the company was burdened with high debt estimated at more than US $6 billion and this was unsustainable. Digicel, which is owned by Irish businessman Dennis O'Brien, has rejected the report, saying Digicel's outlook remains positive with robust plans to deliver by monetizing our network investment and through realistic cost management initiatives. And at least 48 people have died in the Siberian city of Irkutsk after drinking bath essence, Russian authorities say. The heartburn-scented liquid was consumed as if it were alcohol, according to Russia's investigative committee. Several others are in serious condition, and two people have been detained over the deaths, and police are removing bottles from shops. Investigators said a warning that it should not be allowed was should not be swallowed was ignored. The product, called Boyashnik, was found to contain methanol, a toxin found in antifreeze. A state of emergency has been declared in Irkutsk, and Russia's top investigative agency opened an inquiry into the incident. Russian media reported that the victims were poor people and aged between 35 and 50 and were not drinking together. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Health Minister says construction of China-funded hospital on PMH site has technical advantages. Dark days ahead for Digicel. And Russia, bath lotion kills 48 drinkers in Irkutsk. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.